A slowdown of federal agencies hasn't been the only effect on governmental institutions since September. Commentator Matt Miller points out the war on terrorism is a modern interpretation of the concept of war.
The reality is that this is not a war. Indeed, the truest war we're in today may be the war to frame the debate. And the way debate gets framed goes far in determining its outcome. George Bush's invocations of war echo Churchill stiffening British spines during the Blitz. But in a war, an entire nation mobilizes against daily and massive threats to its survival. Or an entire nation revamps its industrial system to support large-scale military action on foreign soil, as we did in World War II. Bush has issued no such call for sacrifice because none is presently required. The main civilian sacrifice of this new age is an inconvenience, longer security lines at airports, watching out for suspicious activity. The main government sacrifice is a surrender of some bureaucratic turf as the new Homeland Security Agency is put together. It would be crazy to suggest we retool our economy to fight Al-Qaeda. Instead, this is a scary new era in which terrorism and the fight against terrorism may be a permanent feature of American life. This is not the same as facing the full might of Nazi Germany, with millions of mobilized citizens. It means facing the unconventional tactics and potentially devastating weaponry of a loosely organized network of several thousand people who want to kill us. It is a struggle, a fight, a battle, a showdown, a clash, a conflict filled with combat. But it is not a war. The White House isn't calling it war by accident. If this is a war, then Dick Cheney is right. Pointing fingers about pre-911 goofs is thoroughly irresponsible and unworthy of national leaders in a time of, well, of war. If this is a war, it's beside the point that huge hikes in defense spending will crowd out domestic needs. And yes, if this is a war, investigating Enron's ties to the White House is an unpatriotic distraction. If there's not a war, however, everything is different. If we're in for decades of fending off terrorist threats, then sussing out flaws in our intelligence process isn't a diversion, it's indispensable. If we're not in the Blitz, why shouldn't we ask how Bush's Pentagon spending spree will help us get the handful of bad guys who mean us harm? And if it's not war, the White House can't hide behind the flag to avoid scrutiny of its business giveaways to the wealthy. In short, if we're not at war, Democrats should be able to regain their voice. In the meantime, the White House political strategy can be summed up in a single slogan: State of War, at least through 04.
The comments of Matt Miller, syndicated columnist and host of Left, Right, and Center, a member station KCRW in Santa Monica, California.